My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Clara's been in an accident, and her whole family's broke. So listen and enjoy.
Yeah, well, I'm in the sex toy business, same as books.
Nice.
They're for books about sex toys.
I go, not worried. I'm going to help you. She goes, I want you to get me a card, hon.
Back to basics.
You just do as if you don't hear what I want from you, Davin. Yes, that's what fake Davin does. Fake Davin has his own agenda, much like you have your own agenda.
You just act like you can't hear me.
Now, why can't you tell her, look, we just opened up a new Benoit Ball division. I want your uncle to head it.
Because I did not have Benoit Balls on the brain at the time of this conversation. Where were you?
Sorry.
Well, if you got him in, you got him on the brain.
Such talent is sitting on the sidelines. What am I thinking?
Nobody
knows Benoit Balls like Joe.
You should have consulted him.
Oh, boy.
You know, Benoit Joe says.
You know, he just bought office space, a warehouse. You know, he'd be perfect man for this.
Not good with physical labor.
That's true.
So she's not happy that I'm trying to help.
No.
Right.
And great.
Yes. I go, Clara, that is ridiculous. I'm trying to help your family, and you want to listen to music? I've never heard of anything so foolish.
Good day, woman.
No, seriously, can you imagine? Like, we're stuck with spaghetti and rice, but Snoop's got a new album out that I really like to hear.
Right? Well, you know, teenagers think like that.
Yeah.
But she's in her 30s.
I know.
And she's, don't cry to me that you're starving with spaghetti and rice, and I'm trying to help your family out, and you're like, but really, music would be good.
I need a music card.
I need the music to overcome the growling in my tum-tum.
You deserve to eat shit food and have no job.
I didn't say that. April 3rd, 2018, I go, hi. I don't hear from her until April 15th, 2018.
Wow.
Day.
She goes, hello, Davin. I'm so sorry for not chatting with you all those days, hon. I lost my phone. But just find it back, hon.
Just find it back.
Text me as soon as you get my message. Apparently some other relationship went tits up. And she's
yeah,
back
she has
to...
more time for you.
Yeah. Yep. So I go, hey, May 17th, 2018. We were skipping through time at this point. She goes, hello, Davin. Where have you been all this while? You just left me without chatting with me anymore. What have I done wrong to you, dear? I will like to see your message soon, okay? Baby, love you and take care.
So now it's your fault that you didn't speak.
I responded to your message on April 15th and you did not respond back.
Yeah.
Probably in the spam filter with the message from Mavis. That spam filter gets everything.
It does. It's like a hungry, hungry hippo.
You might have to get killed off in this story, too.
I'm not even in it. Stop arguing with me! You'll die in this story whether you're in it or not.
Excuse me, Dick Eldorado needs to die again. Who's Dick Eldorado? You'll know.
Yeah, he's going to write me in just so he can kill me off.
Yeah, my business.
Ideas.
Okay, David Chase.
David Chase.
Wrote The Sopranos.
Oh. Okay.
my business partner in charge of the Benoit Balls division, Dick Eldorado.
I don't know.
See, she's giving me a little bit of a backstory.
We have a new member of the board. His name is Dick Eldorado. Read your, and he wrote a new poem, The Daffodils of August.
No.
The Dildos of Summer.
Is that a baseball? Or
I think that was
something that always gets into a young man's heart and a young woman's vagina.
Wasn't that a Don Henley song? The Dildos of Summer?
So I go, I respond to your message on April 15th. You did not respond back. She goes, yes, that is the very day I have an accident and landed at the hospital.
Oh, that's
tragic. Does she come flying in through the door? She landed at the hospital.
She might have been carrying a bag of money and a truck hit her.
Whoa! Wow, I'm lucky I landed at the hospital. Could have been at the deli. They couldn't help me.
Lights are up.
But
Finley.
The food's better here.
So it's not my fault. And I also don't blame you also, baby. But just let's just thank God that everything is fine now, hon. I have really missed you a lot. I go, what type of accident?
Have you risen from the dead?
She goes, motor accident. Just getting better now. I'm now living at Maryland now because of when it gets to sometimes my uncle is really broke, so I have to go to my dad. Even my dad is still looking for some money to clear up the bills of the hospital because I have not paid it finished.
She doesn't have insurance?
I don't know. I guess Obamacare didn't kick in. What do you want me to tell you, Jeff?
She doesn't pay it finished. You better pay it finished.
I go, if you're poor, the government pays for your expenses. Are you okay? What type of motor accident?
Oh, boy. Here comes the Inquisitor.
And she's sitting there going, oh, for fuck's sake.
I know.
I said I was in an accident. We got to go through all this?
Yeah. Yes.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.